Now we wait at Radio Rewind. The following content has previously aired on CJSF. But don't worry, we'll be back next week with fresh content. CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse. Independent. Yours.
You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting from 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. My name is Siobhan. You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, campus and community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Coquitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. Listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the App Store or Google Store. Keep up to date on our social media at linktree/cjsfradio and learn more by visiting our website, cjsf.ca. Thank you for tuning in today. I hope you're having a wonderful Thursday so far. Today I've got a kind of special episode for you guys. Instead of just music, I have a bit of a topic to talk about. And that topic is the music genre twee pop. So if you don't know anything about twee pop, that's totally fine and totally expected. But before we get into that, I'm going to do my weekly joke of the week. Okay. Why should you never play poker at the zoo? Anyone know? Because there are too many cheetahs. No? Okay. Anyway. Moving on to our little topic today. So, what is twee pop, to get started? Basically, it is a subgenre of indie pop that originated in the late 80s and early 90s in Britain. The British magazine NME released a cassette compilation called C86 in 1986 that really showcased this kind of new genre of music, and it really promoted it and gained it a lot of popularity that it hadn't really seen at that time. The compilation, it featured many British bands from independent labels characterized by their jangly guitar and upbeat song structure. This compilation was considered influential in the development of indie pop in Britain in the 90s and even continuing till present day. Now, with many roots in Britain, twee was motivated by anti-Thatcherism. To quickly summarize, it's okay if you don't know anything about that. I didn't know very much either. Margaret Thatcher was the prime minister for 12 years in Britain, beginning in 1979. And she was a very conservative political leader. Her conservative policies and views caused high levels of unemployment and unrest across the UK's working class, as she had little regard for workers' rights, fair taxes, and socialism in general. Please fact check me. The UK independent record label, Sarah Records, was one of the first labels to promote twee pop. And it kind of arose as sort of a kind of punk where, like, people could talk about issues, but it didn't have to be in an aggressive sort of way, like punk. This form of DIY pop was empowering for a lot of people during this time who were struggling when it was so politically divisive and economically challenging for a lot of people, and this was kind of a way for them to express themselves and express their issues and kind of their displeasurement with the government and things like that. So to get started, I'm going to play a couple songs from that record label, Sarah Records. I believe they're from Bristol. Could be completely incorrect. Somewhere in England. This song is actually about the policies of the time and anti-Thatcherism. The first song I've got up for you is called Clearer by the band Blue Boy. They were also a queer band at the time, which was pretty uncommon in, you know, conservative Britain in the 90s. So this is a pretty cool song. This is Clearer by Blue Boy.
Okay.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Hope you're having a wonderful Thursday. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, Campus and Community Radio, based out of Simon Fraser University. What you just heard was Pristine Christine by the Sea Urchins, and before that was Clearer by Blue Boy. These are both 90s twee pop bands, which is our topic of the day. They were both from Sarah Records, which was a very influential record label that promoted that kind of jangly, upbeat, happy pop that has continued into indie pop today. I definitely know a couple recent artists that sound very similar. Some other artists other than those guys that fit the twee label are Tiger Trap, Belle and Sebastian, Cub, who are from Vancouver, as well as Camera Obscura. Now, initially, twee started as a response to the dark, gritty, and predominantly male punk movement of the 80s and 90s. Twee began as a way for women and girls to show that cute was not a bad thing, and it didn't make you weak or unintelligent to embrace that side of yourself as well. That's kind of my understanding from doing some readings about the movement. It was also just to show that you could express your political views and social and cultural views without being angry and without being aggressive about it, which was kind of neat. I found the term twee pop through the band Cub. They are from Vancouver. They were three friends who met while working at CITR, our kind of our rival station here in Vancouver, based out of UBC. And they met while they were working there. They decided to just form a band and kind of see how it went. And their DIY mentality really stuck with people. When they were first starting out, their guitar player, Robin Iwata, actually was just kind of learning guitar. And so while they were performing, she would sit on the ground looking at the chords in front of her, which I think is just so charming and kind of inspiring as well. Like, you don't have to be a pro to get started. You can just start doing something, which is really neat. Cub's lyrics, they're very catchy. Their simple instrumentation, as well as honesty and bluntness within their lyrics. They're very impactful while still being girly and fun in like a really awesome way. Yeah, the band was formed by Lisa Marr, Robin Iwata, and Valerie Fellini in 1992. Even if you guys know Nico Case, she's from the band The New Pornographers here in Vancouver. She even toured with them as their drummer at the start. They were all friends, and then she went on to form her own band, Mao, later. Other terms that are also associated with twee pop are cuddlecore, which I don't know if you've heard that instead. I had not heard of that before. And what Cub would do is they would bring these big buckets of bubblegum to their shows and just pass it out to the audience. And it was just a very positive, kind of empowering time. So I'll stop yapping now. I'm going to play some songs by Cub. This is one of my favorites. This is Tomorrow Go Away from their third album, Come Out, Come Out. So here you go. This is Tomorrow Go Away.
Yeah. two, three, four, five. Once I caught a fish alive. Six, seven, eight, nine, ten. But I let him go again. Why did you let him go?
Welcome back. What you just heard was Go Fish by Cub, and before that was Tomorrow Go Away, also by Cub. Well, thank you for tuning in. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Siobhan, and this is my open mic, and today we are discussing Twee Pop, the music movement that kind of deviated from punk in a more DIY, cute, jangly route in the 90s. Yeah. Beyond music, Twee has made its way into a lot of other aspects of pop culture, like film and TV. The kind of archetype Twee woman, when you think of that whole aesthetic, is Zooey Deschanel. She was in New Girl and 500 Days of Summer and Elf. I don't know if you've seen Elf. She's the girl in Elf. But yeah, her main kind of role is always the like sweet, caring, cute, very pretty, like doe-eyed woman. And she dresses in like school teacher dresses, things like that. Yeah, it's even Twee has, through aesthetics like that, it has even made its way into social media trends, especially on TikTok, if that's still up. I think it is. And the song Why Do You Let Me Stay Here is a pretty popular kind of trend even now. I'm just gonna play a little bit for you guys. Hopefully it will play properly. Here is the sound. Yeah, so that is the sound that's trending with people in Gen Z and younger, I guess. Yeah, that song was Why Do You Let Me Stay Here by She and Him. It was released in 2008. She and Him is the band formed by Zooey Deschanel and M. Ward. Yeah, so it just shows that certain aesthetics and genres can kind of transcend decades and generations, and it's just interesting to me that it has held up for almost 20 years since it was released. Now, a modern artist or a band that I'm a huge fan of are the Moldy Peaches, who I believe it's Kimia Dawson and someone Green. I believe that's his name. I'm sorry. If you've seen the movie Juno from, I think it's 2008 as well, with Elliot Page and Michael Cera, then you're probably familiar with these artists more than you think you are. They did the soundtrack for that. Yeah, they were an influential band in anti-folk, as they didn't really fit into the New York indie rock scene in the 90s and 2000s. Anti-folk is a genre that takes folk music and flips it to be more raw and experimental, with a DIY mentality much like Twee Pop or punk. Yeah, the Moldy Peaches, they wrote songs that sound cute, but they contain heavy-hitting and relatable lyrics. Now, I'm going to play their song here. This one is one of my favorite songs. It's also from the movie Juno. You guys should watch that movie. That's my movie of the week for you. Mm-hmm. Just on the fly. Yeah, this is Anyone Else But You from the movie Juno by the Moldy Peaches.
You're a part-time lover and a full-time friend. Monkey on your back is the latest trend. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but
I'll kiss you.
You
on the brain in the shadow of the train. Kiss you you all starry-eyed. My body swinging from side to side. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else. But
here is the church and here is the steeple. We sure are cute for two ugly people. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else. But
the pebbles, forgive me. The trees, forgive me. So why can't you forgive me? I don't see what anyone could see in anyone else. But
I will find my niche in your car with my MP3, DVD, rumble pack guitar. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else. But up, up, down, down, left, right, be a start. Just because we use cheats doesn't mean we're not smart. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else. But
you are always trying to keep it real. I'm in love with how you feel. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else. But
we both have shiny happy fits of rage. You want more fans, I want more stage. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else. But
Don Quixote was a steel driving man. My name is Adam, I'm your biggest fan. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else. But
squinched up your face and did a dance. Shook a little turd out of the bottom of your pants. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else. But you
but you.
Welcome back. Thank you for tuning in. You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Siobhan, and this is my open mic all about Twee Pop. So what you just heard was Anyone Else But You by the Moldy Peaches from the film Juno. And I believe, yeah, we're just talking about Twee Pop. It is a music kind of subgenre of indie pop that originated in Britain in the 80s and 90s and has continued to make waves in music until today. So up next, we've got a American Twee Pop band. This is Tiger Trap. They are considered one of the most influential Twee Pop bands from the U.S., and we are going to play their song, You're Sleeping. But before that, I'm just going to tell you a bit about the band. The band was formed by four high school friends in 1998 in Sacramento. They quickly gained a cult following before disbanding only 1 year later, with each member going on to different groups. They are considered one of the most influential bands of Twee Pop, and this is one of their top songs. This is from their, I believe it's their only album actually, their self-titled album, Tiger Trap. This is You're Sleeping.
Yeah.
Welcome back. That was You're Sleeping by Tiger Trap, the American Twee Pop band. My name is Siobhan, and you are listening to my open mic all about Twee Pop. Yeah, I guess just before we switch things up back to some just regular music and end this segment, I just want to talk a bit about Twee Pop and its implications. While this movement may have been a very powerful tool for reclaiming femininity, in a celebratory way, the community and the aesthetic hasn't been very inclusive.